There are different ways to track immigration patterns. You can go to the census, or you can go to a place like the Rising Stars Dance Studio in northern New Jersey. There you can see proof that families from the former Soviet Union and Eastern Europe have been pouring into America over the past decade. NPR's Nancy Solomon reports these young immigrants are using traditional ballroom dancing to build new lives in America.
It's Friday night at the dance studio in Saddlebrook, New Jersey, just west of New York. The couples on the floor range in age from 9 to 17. They look like American kids everywhere, but inch closer to a teenage couple, and you hear them counting steps in Russian. Alex Shmyrkovsky built this dance studio with his own hands. He left Odessa in the Ukraine with his family 8 years ago and found work here as a computer programmer. He opened Rising Stars in his spare time.
5 years ago, it wasn't just any kind of dance studio here. That's why we're starting from zeros. And now we have almost 50 couples. It's something.
Shmyrkovsky got pulled into dance by his son, Max, who studied in the Ukraine and continued after the family immigrated here. Max quickly found success. Now he's the teacher at Rising Stars, and his father runs the business full-time.
99.9% of dancers from age of 6 to 18 is European dancers, most of them from Russia. And anyway, it doesn't matter, just United States is an immigrant country. And it doesn't matter who we are, Russian, Ukrainian, Polish or Italian, we want to bring U.S. in a leading position in the dance sport.
Shmyrkovsky's second son, 16-year-old Valentin, won a world junior championship last fall. He's the first American ever to do so. This has quieted his peers who think ballroom dance is the essence of uncool. Valentin says ballroom dance helps him negotiate teenage life in America.
When I'm in a club or in a disco, you know what I'm saying. I don't come out dancing cha-cha. It helps me move my body, helps me communicate, helps me dance, you know. So I don't stand in the corner like every other guy.
What's going on here is happening in Eastern European communities all over the U.S. When kids arrive from the old country, they introduce their American-born cousins and friends to ballroom dance. Juliet McMaines is an Orlando dance instructor who writes about dance sport, which encompasses traditional and Latin ballroom, cha-cha, samba, rumba, and jive. She says these immigrant kids are dancing their way into American culture.
The current U.S. amateur Latin champions for many, many years are Ukrainian immigrants. And they've been stars since they were 16 here. So, and I know these kids, these were poor Russian immigrants when they got here. They had nothing. They are now international stars. So these kids are imagining, and some of them are living out the American dream through this practice.
McMaine says the kids and their instructors are able to excel here because this is where they can make enough money to open studios, take classes, and make a living at dance. Down the road a few miles from Rising Stars, a couple who were ballroom dancers in Poland also moved here with nothing and have built a successful business doing what they love.
Hey guys, wake up, let's make one line.
At Richard's School of Dance, all the kids are Polish. They come here because this is where their language is spoken. The room is filled with 11 and 12-year-olds waltzing, mostly in step.
Olivia, smile, I don't want that face on the floor.
12-year-old Thomas Szymanski looks like a miniature Jack LaLanne with a black polo shirt tucked into his form-fitting black pants. A first-generation Polish-American, he was introduced to ballroom dancing by a friend and begged his parents for dance lessons.
Our parents really don't know much about ballroom dancing, and when they came here, when they found out about it, they thought it's a good activity for us.
And what are your friends who don't dance, what do they think about it?
They think it's stupid and girlish.
And what do you say to them?
That they're wrong and they should try it because it's a lot of fun.
Back at Rising Stars, the parents line the dance floor, watching their kids practice. Ludmila Padokina drove 2 hours to bring her 9-year-old son to the studio because this is where he can train with champions. She says dance has made his move to America easier.
He came 2 years ago, and he likes to be here. It's different. But dancing is all over the world is dancing the same steps, you know.
The dancers hope to compete in the Olympics someday. Ballroom dance has been given introductory status by the International Olympic Committee, and supporters are fighting for a slot in the 2008 Games. But that's a long way off.
Danichka, you're going with Joseph.
Now, it's 11 o'clock, and the parents struggle just to get their kids out the studio door.
Laura, you and Sarah, can you please go home?
I'm going with Dad.
They'll be back tomorrow morning, toting sequin dresses and black tuxedos to catch a chartered bus to a competition 3 hours away. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon in Saddlebrook, New Jersey.